Every personality in the Torah is a different Yetzirah. Esav, unbridled lust. Who is Lavan? It's interesting that Lavan tells Yaakov when he catches up with him in Perek Lamed Aleph in Pasuk Chaf Zayin 31:27. Why did you run away, Yaakov? You didn't tell me. I would have sent you away with tremendous joy. I would have made a parade. I would have given you a drum. I would have done harps. I would have led. I would have been the head of the parade. I would have led the parade if you were out of town. But now that you did this, I would do everything possibly evil to you. But Hashem said, stay away. Now that you did this, I would torture you and do every evil in existence to you because you left and didn't tell me. Imagine Yaakov would say, listen, Dad, Abba, I don't know what he called Lavan, right? Dad, you just told me you're going to make a parade and dance me out of town. Now because I left without telling you, you want to cut me into pieces? Lavan would say, yeah, because you left without telling me. You know what the Yetzirah Lavan is? Kein Hushmo. He's white. He never does anything wrong. It's always everyone else's fault. You're always the issue. He's the most diabolical Yetzirah because it's complete destruction, because I could never, ever realize that I'm the issue and I can make myself better. See, if you're Esav, if you're unbridled lust, you're an alcoholic, you're a drug addict, whatever your vices might be. Almost every one of those people at some point hits rock bottom and they have an opportunity. It doesn't mean it's easy. But they realize, I can't live like this anymore. I have to change. I can't go on. Lavan doesn't. Lavan's white. Everyone else is the problem. See, while that's so empowering in the sense that it frees you from all responsibility, but you live life like a victim because it's everyone else's fault. It's my parents' fault. It's my teacher's fault. It's my rabbi's fault. It's my spouse's fault. It's my kid's fault. It's my boss's fault. It's my employee's fault. It's my coworker's fault. It's my community's fault. It's everyone else's fault. And I just go through life being bitter and being small. So you know how with Lavan and Yaakov? Lavan and Yaakov said to each other, we need to separate. Lavan says, you know what you can't cross over? You can't cross over this mound of rocks. See, when everything's going perfect, the Lavan personality is fine. Listen, it's great. What happens when everything goes wrong and I feel like a rock and I'm numb and it's dark and it's hard and I'm sad and it's difficult? When we hit the rock, you know what Lavan says? You're the issue. You know what Yaakov says? I need to take this and make it into the house of Hashem and take ownership and make it awesome. One of the biggest principles in business, and you see this by Aaron with the eagle, you see this by Moshe when they ask for meat, you always have a choice in life. Every person has a choice. I could look in the mirror or I could look out the window. When it comes to blame, I could look out the window and find many people to point to, or I could look in the mirror and say, I own this. This is my responsibility. You know what Lavan said? He looked out the window. Yaakov, you deserve to be tortured to death because you left without telling me. You know what Yaakov said? Yaakov said, how can I become better? How do I take the darkness and make it into a mizbeach, into a beis Elokim, into the house of God? That's what I want to know. How do I become amazing by utilizing my struggles and the things that I go through to make myself awesome?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.